Chamishi features primarily the institution of the parochas, what's referred to in the Lashon of Chazal as the pargod. Sometimes Chazal will use the language, me'achrei ha-pargod, we heard from the other side of the pargod, from the Kodesh Kadashim, and again, in the Kodesh Kadashim, we only have one kli, we have the Aron, the Sanctum Sanctorum, the Kohen Gadol only goes there once a year, lefnai v'lefnim, all the way inside. And that, of course, is on Yom Kippur itself. There's a tradition that we have from the Vilna Gaon, Bezos Yavo Aaron Ala Kodesh, that maybe Aaron could perform the Avodas Yom HaKippurim whenever he wanted. But basically, the majority approach is that only on Yom Kippur can a person go inside the Parochas and again to do the Avodas HaKittores, Ki Be'anan Eira El HaKapores, that we go in there on Yom Kippur, and the Avodas Hadam of Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, Achas V'Shalosh, that you guys all know about in terms of the Par and the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur itself. So let's talk about the Parochas. The Pasuk says, V'hivdil ha-Parochas lachem bein ha-Kodesh u'vein Kodesh ha-Kadoshim. That the Parochas is the divider between the Kodesh Kadashim with the Aron and with the Kaporas and the Kruvim, and the Parochas divides not just between Kodesh and Chol, but between Kodesh and Kodesh Kadashim. The Kodesh, again, the area with the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach HaKetores, all of that is what we call the Ohel Moed. And yes, as we discussed yesterday, there's a special masach, there's a veil, a kind of a covering that hangs over the Ohel Moed. And this over here is the courtyard of the Mishkan, and this is where, as we'll discuss, the Mizbeach is found. So that comes up in the sixth Aliyah of Parshas Terumah, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. But be that as it may, the Parochas exists to be mavdil, to differentiate between two very holy spaces, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. So it's very important to understand is that God determines that not only is it important, as we say every single week in Havdalah, Avishai, to be mavdil bin Kodesh l'chol, but we actually have to be mavdil bin Kodesh l'Kodesh. We have to be mavdil between different types of Kedusha, between different strata of Kedusha. V'hivdil ha-paruchas lachem bin ha-Kodesh u'vein Kodesh ha-Kadashim. As important as it is to be mavdil bin Kodesh l'chol, it's even, in some sense, more important to have a sense of the relative hierarchy of Kedusha. The Aron, right, which represents the Torah, is at a completely different level of Kedusha. Again, the Kohen Gadol can only go in there one time of year, than even the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach HaKetores, where Kohanim go, Kohen Gadol can go every single day of the year. And so that is a very, very important principle, that Halacha and Yahadus not only discriminates between the secular and that which is sacred, Kodesh and Chol, but the Halacha discriminates and differentiates between Kodesh and Kodesh. We have this every single time that we have a Yom Tif and Motzai Shabbos, and we have Yak Nahaz, and we include in the Havdalah within the Kiddush itself, and it's my favorite bracha, personally. Chaviv Alai B'Yoser, Hamavdil, Bein Kodesh LeKodesh. We say that we make a distinction between Kodesh and Kodesh itself. That yes, Yom Tov has Kedusha, but Shabbos has a superior Kedusha. That's why we only have 5 Aliyos on Yom Tov, and we have 7 Aliyos on Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is an Isser Skila for a person who does Malacha, and that Yom Tov is only an Isser Malkus. It doesn't mean that Yom Tov is Kal. We don't want to be Mevazes HaMoados. Not Yom Tov and not Chol HaMoed either. But the bottom line is that you can't compare the Shabbat, the Kedusha of Shabbos, to the Kedusha of Yom Tov for a very simple reason. We create the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Achodesh Azalachem, Rosh Chadash, Mishon Hulachem, Lachod Shei Hashana. We create the Kedusha of Yom Tov. But the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is the paradigm, which is the Av Tipus, which is the, indeed, the mold through which we create Kedushas Hazman in general, the Kedusha of Shabbos was generated by the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. As the Pasuk says, Vayivorech Elokim es Yom HaShavi'i Vayikadesh Oso, that God sanctified Shabbos. So when we go from Shabbos into Yontif. It's not just to say enough to say, okay, so one day is Kodesh, and the other day is Kodesh, and who really cares when we're dealing with Kodesh? You know, it's Kodesh. So what's the difference? It's not a Mavdil B'Kodesh L'Chol. The Halacha says, absolutely not. You must know that there's a distinction between Kodesh and Kodesh Kadashim. And it wasn't just the rabbis who came up with brachos, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who understood that there is a difference between Kodesh and Kodesh Kadashim. But as we know that there's a principle called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'ein De'oraisa Tikkun, when the rabbis established the bracha of Hamavdil Bein Kodesh LeKodesh, of generating a distinction between Kodesh and Kodesh, what might they have? I can't say for certain. What might they have had in mind? Where do we see in the Torah itself that Hashem prescribes a distinction between Kodesh and Kodesh? The Paroches. Behivdil HaParoches Lachem Bein HaKodesh Ubein Kodesh HaKadashim. That you have to make a distinction between many different levels of Kedusha. Right? It's not enough to make a distinction between Kodesh and Chol, but you have to make a distinction between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadashim. And the Paroches, as the Torah says, was established by Seif Choshev. It was made in a very, very, very special way, in the image of the Kruvim, which of course are hidden behind to a great extent. So the Paroches is an intrinsic part of what establishes the Kodesh HaKadashim, the special privacy that we associate with that which is most holy in our tradition. Okay.